Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today is Sunday, October 4th. And, I got a lot of stuff on my mind. And yesterday I made a list of all the podcasts and videos that I plan on doing in the next couple of weeks. And I came up with 3 pages of stuff. And, you know, this is me. You know, I got so much stuff in my mind most of the time that it's difficult for me to focus. And usually what happens is I end up focusing on what I like most, or what I feel is something I know the most about, or whatever. But I guess the first thing is that, you know, I came across an article yesterday, and it kind of, I don't know, it's definitely a different article, and it's not something that people talk about when they're thinking of their occupation or where they work. And the title of this article is "Pennsylvania Man Allegedly Fired for Farting Too Much at Work." So, you know, when I saw that, wherever I saw it online, I just saw a little quick link to it. I had to read it. And it turns out that this guy, listen, everybody farts. Let's not kid ourselves. Even women fart. And to me, that's even worse. But whatever, you know, people fart and it's just part of life. They shit too. So, and the article's in the Huffington Post, and I'll throw it in the members section on the forum, which, by the way, speaking of the forum, I think I'll get to it after this article. So let me just read part of it. Richard Clem is in a stinky situation. His wife filed a lawsuit last month against their former employer, who allegedly fired him for farting too much. Now, I'll just paraphrase everything here and just go over it, summarize it. But it says the 70-year-old guy and his wife, they were working at this place called Case Pork Roll Company in Trenton, New Jersey. And he was fired for his supposed flatulence. And the wife said that the termination was in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how these kind of suits come about, but it says Clem lost about 120 pounds before gaining back 10. He also suffered some embarrassing side effects, including extreme gas and uncontrollable diarrhea. In 2013, Clem's symptoms worsened, which caused significant disruption in the workplace. The suit alleges Dolan made Richard Clem work at home and said things like, "We cannot run an office and have visitors with the odor in the office. Tell Rich we are having complaints from people who have problems with the odors." Well, yeah, I mean, like, listen, nobody wants to sit there with some guy ripping farts next to him, especially if they're stinky. And, you know, if he's got diarrhea, that's not a good thing, because who knows if he's sharding or not, or, you know, he's just got little wet ones leaking out. That's just not a good thing. But it says, what got me was at the very end of the article, it says that the lawyer, David Kohler, said, "Flatulence and farting is the sexy part of the story, but my client suffers from obesity, which is covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. Her husband is seeking damages from Case Pork Roll that include pain and suffering, compensatory damages, and punitive damages." "I'm speaking up for people who are overweight," he said. "Does being obese mean you can't do a good job?" Of course not. You know, I don't even know what to say. I mean, did this happen 50 years ago? Would this have happened 50 years ago? I mean, I don't know. It just seemed, maybe, you know, when I grew up, when I was a kid, I grew up in the 70s and, 70s, basically. I mean, that's when my formative years, you know, in 1972, I was 10 years old. In 1978, I was 16. So, you know, around that time, I still looked at, like, the 50s. When I say 50 years ago, you see, I'm still thinking about 10 years behind. Let's say 60 years ago, in the 50s, in the 1950s, when everything was supposed to be clean and proper and, you know, the nuclear family was still, the nuclear family was the, and the American dream was what people heard about when they thought about America and, you know, petting in the back of a car was considered a big thing. And, you know, if a woman slept with a guy, she was a slut. And, you know, before she got married, or, you know, she slept with one or two guys because she wanted to get laid, she was a slut. And, you know, there was a different mentality back then. So I just wonder about this. You know, what would somebody have done 60 years ago? What would they have done in the Old West? I always think about it in the different periods of time, how would people handle things? Now, in the Old West, maybe, you know, I heard that, what's his name, John Wesley Harding, actually shot a guy because he was snoring. Imagine if he was farting. You know, he might have stuck his gun up his ass or something. I don't know. But I just found that article to be pretty funny. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. Moving on from the farting. You know, I could talk for hours and hours on farting and shitting in Thailand versus shitting in America and having a clean ass and using water versus paper. That's always a good subject. It's always a topic that, to me, there should be no debating that water is cleaner than scraping the shit off your ass with paper, but, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. Let me just, there's a couple things going on. You know, I was talking about the forum. I got this shitty little forum in the members section of the website. And, you know, the thing is with the forum is that it's the only one that I can embed in the Weebly, what's it called? It's kind of like Squarespace or one of these other things that has like certain templates, and you can modify the templates and that sort of thing, and you know, it makes it easy. It's drag and drop website building. And the only forum that I've been able to find is this one called iTalki, and frankly, I hate it. Okay, but it's the only one I can use with that website. Now, I've been looking into various forums to put on a different website, but it kind of defeats the purpose, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it's expensive, or rather expensive in the scheme of things, considering that I don't make very much money off of my website, to be honest. That's something to think about, but who knows? Maybe a real forum with some smartly placed ads, Google ads. Maybe that would make some money. I don't know. Maybe it would make me more than I'm making now off of my website, which is it's peanuts. When I say peanuts, I mean it. I mean, you know, you're talking about maybe $20 a month off my website, okay? Which is just, you know, it's nothing, okay? But the thing that really gets me is that with this iTalki, people have to, as people know, you have to sign up for the forum. So you've already signed up to get into the website. Then you got to sign up for the forum. I don't really like that. But if I was to move it to a new website, you'd still have to sign up for it. And then it's on a different website. So that means that I don't want people getting into the forum that haven't paid the membership fee. Okay. So this is possible. I can set it up to where I can use a script that will lock the website, or perhaps the web the blue what is it Bluehost. They will have a way that I can force people to use a password in order to enter the website. Now, so far, all I have is more control over the forum, the new forum, because I have very little control with the forum, the current forum. So anyway, I've looked around. Now, for the the Bluehost to host. Just the basic hosting plan is about almost $100. Well, it's actually more. It's about $100 a month if I pay for a year, and then you got to pay for little things like backup and stuff like that, which is another $50. So it's $150. Now that's not all that much if I'm making money. Who knows if I'll make money? But you know, $150 is not all that much as an investment. The problem is that first of all, I don't know shit about installing forums. Now, as far as Bluehost, from what they've told me, it's not that difficult. They can help me. And usually I'm pretty good at figuring things out. And, you know, I mean, I'm the one who built all of my websites that I've ever had, pretty much, with the exception of one, I have built myself. And, you know, to me, they're shit, but they're functional and they are decent. You know, that's about it. That's all I can say is they're decent. Nothing special, but you know, I checked around a little while ago, and you're talking about minimum $3,000 to $5,000 to have my website done with the things that I need the site to have, and I don't have $3,000 to $5,000 to piss away, and that's what it would be, is basically pissing it away, because it's not like it's gonna. Well, maybe it would make me more money. Maybe it's not pissing it away, but I don't have $3,000 to $5,000 to spend on that. Okay, that's, let me just put it that way. All right, that's a significant chunk of what money I have, and that's not money that is meant to be spent, okay? But if I want to download a forum, like the Better Forums, you're talking about $300 to $400 to download I don't know if it's a program, the software, I guess. To be able to install, and I think that if I remember correctly, it's $300 to $400 every single year. Now I could go with the free forum, which is PHP. But again, you know, the thing is that if I'm going to do a forum, I want to do it right. And then the thing is that the name of the forum is an American in Thailand. Okay, I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, it's like if somebody comes to my forum and says, oh, wow, this is a great forum. It's not like, listen, Thai Visa has a great thing, but, you know, even Thai Visa, in my opinion, is not a great name for a website unless you're trying to get a visa for Thailand. Okay, I don't think that they, when they started out, that's what they originally planned for it to expand as much as it has. So who knows whether it could be successful from that standpoint. The thing is, though, is that all this stuff aside, not that many people use my forum. People use the forum because they want to tell me something that's going on, or get other people's opinions. And you know what? In all honesty, I've told this to other people, but the forum is not something that, and even my website is not something that I think members come on to look at every single day. Okay. And what I mean by that is, it's not like, you know, you're going to your bank's website, and you're going to check your balance, and you're going to, or an investment site that you're, where you have money invested, and you're checking every day. It's not like that. Granted, I know, you know, there are some people out there who watch every single one of my videos on YouTube, and then they sign up for membership, and they watch every single video on, in the member section. That's true. It does happen. Okay, but for the most part, people come on once in a while and they got a question or two, and they either put it on the forum or they send me a message. So the forum is not exactly the liveliest place. Okay, You know, I do a video or two every week. I do a podcast, you know, probably every 10 days or so. And that's about to change. But, you know, the thing is that I think that people, in my opinion, people want a little more information and they are happy to support me for whatever reason. And I appreciate that. So I do appreciate my members and, you know, I think it's great. And it definitely, you know, the money I get from the membership, I admit, it definitely helps. I mean, it gives me a little bit of extra cash and it does help. But I don't know that I want to spend $300 or $400 or $500, whatever it'll work out to get to download a forum, put up a forum, and then if I have the same number of people using the forum as I have now, and the same number of people posting every day, which is, you know, some days I get two or three people posting, and some days I get zero, and sometimes I get zero people posting for 3 or 4 days, and then I have one person post, and then they post, you know, for the next couple of days, and then they don't, nobody posts again, or then I get two posts, or whatever, but it's sporadic. So I don't know that I really want to spend the money on the forum at this point. Now, that said, the one reason why I'm not so willing to spend the money, besides the fact that I don't know that I'll get that money back, and this is a business investment, however you look at it, is that I have a lot of expenses coming up. You know, I just paid my kids' tuition, which, you know, that's, I don't know how much, let me think here. It's maybe, with everything, it's about $4,000 a year or something like that. Which is not cheap. You know, in the overall scheme of things, everything adds up, okay? It's not cheap. It could be more. If I had more, they would be in a more expensive school, but I don't. And so that's what they, that's where, you know, they're in a bilingual school, not in, like the highest rated international school that is, you know, $10,000 or $12,000 a year or whatever per kid. You know, so they get the education that I can afford, and, you know, I do the best that I can. But anyway, the expenses are, you know, my expenses are, they are what they are. It's not like I spend a shitload of money, believe me. If you ever watch my videos, if you notice, I wear a lot of the same clothes all the time. And, you know, some of the clothes I've had for years, okay? But every once in a while, I'll buy like a new shirt or a new T-shirt or whatever. Every once in a while. And by every once in a while, I'm talking about like every 6 months, maybe I buy a T-shirt. And, you know, I've got to the point now where I'm like, man, I got to go out and buy some new clothes. And, you know, it's like I need to get a new pair of tennis shoes and I need this and I need that. So this, you know, like I said, everything adds up. But, you know, I just got back from Cambodia. Got a little, few videos and... And then my wife and I think Nicholas are going to Chiang Mai in a week or so. And then when they come back, we're all going down to Surat Thani. And I'm sure usually what we do is we go to Surat Thani for about 7 to 10 days. And during that time, we take 2 or 3 days and we go somewhere else. So she wanted to go to some island, and I don't know where she wants to go now. But she changes her mind all the time, which is, you know, typical of her. So, you know, there's that trip. Okay, that's going to cost me a little bit of money. You know, I'm not complaining. I'm just, it's just a statement of fact, you know. It's going to cost me some money. She's paying for some of it, which is nice, you know. She's got her own money. And then when I come back, I am supposed to go to Myanmar. I've got my ticket already. The Myanmar elections are taking place on the, I think it's the 8th of November. I got a ticket leaving on the 5th. And I'll come back either on the 9th or the 10th, depending on how things go. So there's an expense, okay? And then when I come back, on the 23rd of November... I have a ticket to go to Nepal, to go to Kathmandu, from the 23rd through the 30th. So I'll be there for a full week. And I'm actually going with one of my subscribers and a member of this website. So, you know, and he's a great guy and everything. And, you know, he travels all the time and So we're going to go there, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it because I've never been there. So I'll have some video, and, you know, I'll do some videos from there. I'll do some videos of, you know, what it's like there, and I have to think of some things that are interesting because, you know, I don't particularly like just sitting and answering questions and doing things about Thailand. I've done 500 videos almost. I've actually done more because if you count the members' videos, it's closer to 600. But anyway, so I got a lot of things planned. And then the thing is that I think my mother is coming sometime this year. I'm not sure yet, but I think she is. She said she wants to and she can, so she might come. And then in the beginning of next year, I may go to Japan. Just depends on how much money I have and how things are going and, you know, what else I have to take care of. And then my friend has this movie that he's been working on, and I'm supposed to go to Ecuador. Well, the thing is that my kids and my wife, we're going to go to America either around Easter or around sometime in the summer. We're going to go for a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. We're going to go to the U.S., and then on the way back, I'm going to stop in Japan, and I'm going to spend, I don't know, a week to 10 days in Japan. So I got a lot of things planned, and I've got tickets for a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I like this. This is good. But, you know, we want to move out of the house we got because, you know, the house is getting old, and my wife is... you know, she's got this job that she's working at, and there's a chance that she may move on to another job or she may just quit. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. And then I'm figuring out, you know, like in a few years from now, maybe 4 years, 5 years, I'm figuring out exactly how much money is necessary to stay in the United States part-time on, you know, just to buy a piece of land and to fly back and forth once a year and then stay here part-time. And, you know, so that's a big, I don't want to say it's a stress because I'm looking forward to that. But I'm planning on that, and I want to try to figure it out and get an idea of how much it is, because I've done it before, figured it out before, and it's not cheap. But I figured it out to where I moved back, and it was a permanent move. And I don't really want to completely move away from the United States or from Thailand. I like living in Thailand; it's very laid back. But there are some things I don't like, and you know. There's things that I don't like about everywhere. I mean, you know, like, listen, there was a time I wanted to live in Cannes, France. There was a time I wanted to live in Amsterdam. But I don't know that, you know, that anything would be different. You know, the thing is that, like, it's like changing a woman. A lot of times, if you change a woman, you're basically, yeah, you know, you got a different woman. But it's a different set of problems or a different set of issues or, you know, you still have to deal with the woman, okay? Well, it's the same thing. If you're moving, you know, it's like if I was to move to the United States, I got a different set of issues to deal with. And, you know, I'm on the outside looking in as far as the United States goes because I haven't lived there in a long time. I frankly do not remember much about the United States now. It's been so long, and the times that I've spent there, you know, the number of times have been few, actually. I've been back to the United States in 20 years, I think like 4 or 5 times. The last time was about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. I stopped in Amsterdam, then I went to New York, then I went down to Florida to see my folks, and then I went to... I think it was one time I went to Guyana, and then I flew all the way back. And then one time I flew to Panama and Nicaragua, and then on the way back I stopped again. And, you know, I stopped – when I say I stopped, I mean, you know, it was one time I stopped in New York, and it was one night. And then I stopped at my parents for about a week, and I think on the way back it was like 5 days. So, you know, I have been back, but – there's a difference between living in a place and just visiting, you know. And as I've said before, I really would like to live somewhere where there's no people. I don't want to be around people. And, you know, I bought this shirt. I think, you know, I've made mention of it before, and I wore it in maybe one video. But the shirt says, it says something like, I don't hate people, but I just like it better when they're not around. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Today is, it's Sunday, and I've been thinking, well, maybe I'll go to the mall, you know, but I go to the mall all the time. It's not like I really need stuff. Not right now. We're fully stocked with groceries. You know, I mean, about the only thing I need is a pair of tennis shoes, and the thing is, you know, I always like to think about it for a little while, because those are the tennis shoes I want are Asics, and they're, you know, $150, $170 or something, you know, so that's, for me, that's a lot of money to spend on a pair of tennis shoes, but I need a pair of tennis shoes. You know, my tennis shoes are old, and I need good shoes because, you know, I need it for my hip, I just need it, okay? So now, that kind of segues into the next subject, which is that it's been 6 months since I had my hip surgery, okay? And, you know, I've lost some weight. I've lost about close to 20 pounds. It, you know, it fluctuates. Fluctuates on, you know, have I taken a dump that day? Have I eaten a lot that day? But it's anywhere from 16 to 20 pounds. That's about what I've lost. And while that's nice, you know, I need to get down to about 160, which is, in my head, or 168. And I'm still a big dude for being short. You know, I'm only 5'5", 5'6". And, you know, that means I need to lose a considerable amount of weight. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know how much I can lose. You know, I know I can lose more pretty easily. There's fat to lose. But, you know, to be honest with myself, there's plenty to lose. I just don't know how much. And the thing that I've been, you know, I've been contemplating is, well, you know, how fit am I? How healthy am I? How healthy is my hip? First and foremost, how healthy is the hip? And now I'm able to walk now without, I mean, I can walk short distances without any pain. If I sit down for a long time or if I've been sleeping and I get up, it takes me a minute or so before everything is right and my hip is in place and, you know, or settles in or whatever, and I'm able to walk normally, okay? But if I've been walking for a long distance, my hip starts to get sore and I start limping a little bit, and that tells me that I'm not quite there yet. And hopefully I will continue to heal and I will just continue to get better. But my plan had been to go into the boxing gym and do some very light training, just hit the pads and maybe hit the bag a little bit, but just like 50%, not 100%. And then the other day, you know, I was working with my kids. I trained them a little bit in boxing and in Muay Thai, and I was showing them a knee drill that I had learned. And I said, oh, you got a knee like this. And basically it's just a knee drill where you knee with the inside of your knee to the side of the ribs, very softly, but it's basically to show to about positioning and how to throw the knee. How to control your knee, and also how to control your opponent when you're grappling with him. And I threw a couple of knees at, you know, my kid. At Alex, he threw it back at me, and then the next thing I know, I threw my right knee a little bit, and I thought, oh, that doesn't feel good, you know. And I put my leg down, and then it hurt for the next 3 days. And I wasn't doing anything hard. I wasn't, but the motion of an outward, inward motion it wasn't good for my leg, and I was in pain for the next couple of days. So again, that tells me that I'm not completely healed. Now, it's been 6 months, but I don't feel the grinding, and I feel a lot better. So I'm not complaining, but I just don't think I'm there yet. And people have told me it may take a year, it may take even 2 years before you are 100%. And, you know, this has forced me to think about something, okay? I turned 53 in, what, 11 days, all right? That's not really old. It's not like, you know, I'm 75 and I could pass at any time. Although, I guess at 53 I could pass at any time. But, you know, I'm 53. I'm on the downward slope. It's not like I'm going to regain my youthful fitness and be as fit as every 20-year-old. The chance of that happening with all the injuries that I have and is pretty slim. And, you know, what's funny is that I saw this video the other day, and it was a Gracie, a couple of the Gracies, and they were talking about how in order to practice jiu-jitsu for the rest of your life, you need to remember a few things. And one of them is something along the lines of don't have expectations that are unreasonable. And, you know, in my head, I still remember being able to throw, you know, 6 or 8 punch combinations and then throwing a knee and, you know, being able to function like somebody who's extremely fit. And, you know, I had some ability, whatever abilities, mainly with my hands. And I think to myself, I want to get back in the boxing gym and do that. But what's funny is that now I'm training Alex and Nicholas. And Nicholas, he's a little behind Alex because he's a little bit younger. He's like 2 years younger. But Alex is starting to get to the point where he really hits hard and he's got good technique. And I think, you know, if I take him to the boxing gym and let him work with Chachai Sasakun is a former world champion and known as being a great technician, and he opened a gym near our house, and so we want to take Alex and Nicholas there. And I would like them to learn some jiu-jitsu also, but I figure just in a couple of months, I'm talking about maybe 6 months, 3 months even, working with him every day after school for an hour and a half, or 2 hours, whatever it is, the kid will be, he will surpass me. He will be at the point now where, you know, he could probably kick my ass. And, you know, this is the thing. You have to remember that when you start getting older, sometimes, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And there's not a lot I can do about, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, I can barely walk sometimes. And although I'm better now, I got to remember that. And that's been a bit of a hard pill to swallow, but you know, it's like, what are you gonna do? You know, you either can deal with it or you can't. And I just face reality, which is, although I can get myself healthy and maybe, you know, extremely fit at some point, there's no reason why I can't through exercise and proper nutrition. I also have to remember that I am probably never, ever going to be as fit as I was when I was 20 years old. And so I've kind of come to grips with that now. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I think Alex and Nicholas, they're starting to see that, you know, they're starting to realize that daddy is human. He's not invincible, you know, like little kids, they think their parents are invincible at first, and, you know, so, anyway, you know, for 6 months, I've been healing, and my hip has been, you know, my hip is better now, and at least I can travel. But let me tell you one other thing that I've noticed, and I'm hoping that the upcoming trips I have, because they're to some different places. I mean, I've been to Japan before. I spent like, I think it was 8 days or 10 days. I covered the Pride Fighting Championships in like 2004. Photographed them and everything, and that was great. And I've been there a couple other times for a couple of days, so I do know a little bit about Japan. But it's not like Thailand, where Thailand I've been to many, many, I mean, you name a city, and the chances are pretty good that I've been there before. Even if maybe it's only a day, or maybe it's I've been passing through there or whatever, but the chances are that, you know, I know about the city, or I've been there, or whatever. Japan, that's not how it is, you know. I mean, there's a lot to explore in Japan. I'm really into Japan, but, you know, of course, it's an expensive place. So I'm hoping that next year I'll be able to spend more time in places that are different and new to me. And, you know, I'm going to be going to Nepal, and that's a place I've never been before. So I'm very interested in going there. And the same with Japan and Ecuador also. And even going back to the United States, I'm anxious to go back. So I have some trips that I'm looking forward to, which, you know, when you just go to Myanmar and Cambodia, and I've been there, you know, 50 or 60 times or 20 times, I don't get thrilled about it. To me, it's a pain in the ass sometimes. And mainly it's a pain in the ass because you got to go through the airport. And although the airport in Thailand is basically, you know, it's a cakewalk, it's still time-consuming and there's a lot of people. And, you know, like I've been saying, you know, one thing that I just don't like is I just don't want to be around a ton of people who are yapping. And, you know, the other day I'm sitting in Starbucks, I got my headphones on, and these two ladies come in. They're older ladies, and you could tell that, like, they were like, you know, farmers. They probably barely go to the malls very often, you know, or maybe they were coming in to, for whatever reason, coming to Bangkok, and they're screaming at each other. I mean, I had my music up loud, and they're screaming and yelling at each other, and the people behind the counter were just looking at each other, kind of like giving that awkward smile to each other, like, ugh, why are they speaking so loudly? And, you know, I just covered my ears, you know, turned up the volume even more, and I still heard them. And, you know, it just things like that. I mean, like it's a Sunday today, and I thought about going to the bookstore, but, you know, that's an hour and a 15 minutes each way to get to the bookstore that I want to go to, the Kinokuniya bookstore. And I could just, what I could do is just order online, and if it's over 1,000 baht, the bookstore will deliver the books I want in 3 days, and the shipping is free if it's over 1,000 baht. So I could just do that, you know. So I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to go there? Because I'll have the books today. That way I could start reading the books today. Because I'm, you know, I try to read quite a bit, and usually I read at least a book a week. And I just don't feel like going. And you know why I don't feel like going? Because I don't feel like going out. Even if I get a grab taxi, sitting in the taxi for an hour, hour and a half, then going into the store, going all the way up to the Kinokuniya bookstore, looking around for the books, finding, you know, hey, making sure that the books are actually there like they say they are, and then, you know, going and maybe going to the grocery and getting some stuff that I can get at that particular mall. This is at, what is it, E.M. Courtier, which is across the street from Emporium. They have a little gourmet food, well, it's not little, a big gourmet food market or whatever that has some great stuff there, like turkey. I can't get turkey at Fresh Mart, okay? You know, Greek yogurt. I got to get non-fat Greek yogurt at Foodland. They don't have it at Fresh Mart. So, you know, then I know, oh, I'll go downstairs and get that on the way out. And so then that means, guess what? I'm going to spend more money just because I'm going there. Whereas if I just order online, I don't have to, you know, I don't have to deal with it. And that's the point. I could go to the mall and just hang out and, you know, but I know that I need these shoes. And who knows if I get the shoes at either place. I can get them either place. They sell the shoes, the Asics at both places. I could go and spend the money then. And I'm like, I don't really want to spend the money. I want to wait as long as I can. And you know, it's just the whole, it's just going out, being in traffic in the hot, well, it's going to be raining because there's a storm coming in. And then, you know, it's like I get in there and there's people all over the place. I got to deal with the mobs of people and you know, sometimes I'm in the mood for it. It's sometimes I'm not. It's like there's times that I want to go to Chatuchak Market, which is jam-packed with people. And there's sometimes where I'm like, I just don't feel like dealing with it. I just don't want to be around people. And more and more as I've grown older, that's kind of how I like to be now. I mean, you know, if I'm going to go see a buddy or something, if it's a one-on-one or two-on-one thing where, you know, just hanging out with one or two of my buddies or, you know, with a couple friends, that's different for me. But if I'm going out and there's a mass of people, you know, I just don't like dealing with it. I'm very introspective. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, to tell you the truth. But anyway, now, one thing is I've been thinking for a long time about doing a podcast and doing the podcast on, and putting it up on iTunes. Now, I still want to do strictly a podcast strictly for members, which means instead of just bullshitting and coming up with these things that, you know, whatever it might be, like, you know, maybe I'm talking about something that's going on in Thailand or this or that, you know, whatever. I just kind of freestyle, as they say. I would probably focus a lot more on subjects, dedicate, you know, just dedicate the podcast just to subjects on Thailand and Thailand alone or Asia. I still do that pretty much, but I mean, you know, like, let's face it, you know, it's like my hip does not really have that much to do with Thailand. It just happens that my life is in Thailand and I had my hip done while I was in Thailand. Anyway, so the thing is that I've been thinking about doing the podcast on iTunes, and as many people have told me, I really could benefit from a co-host and from guests. However, I don't have an office. I don't have a place, and I don't really have a friend who has the time or the desire to spend, you know, doing a podcast, say, twice a week. I don't really have anybody. And then when it comes to the guests, I'm like, do I want to have to deal with that? Do I want to have to go and deal with all the guests and you know, setting it up? It's not like I got a producer who can do everything for me. I don't have that. I don't have that option. You know, it's not like I'm making 10 grand a month off my endeavors here online. You know, I mean, so, you know, that's something to consider. I mean, if I was, maybe I'd say, hey, listen, I'll get a PA and, you know, a part-time or whatever, and they can help me out for a couple hours a day. And they can, you know, help produce the show or whatever. Or I pay for a producer or whatever. And then maybe I'd be able to do it. I'd be willing to do that. But I'm not making that kind of money. Nowhere near that much. So, you know, it means that everything is on me and I got to do it myself. And frankly, I don't really have the desire to, you know, spend time getting guests. And I don't really have the connections. I mean, I could get some guests, for sure. I have some connections with people that would be interesting as guests. But, you know, it's about timing and about you know, them having time, me having time. And I think it's a bit of a hassle. Now, can I do a podcast by myself? Yeah, of course I could do one. I could, listen, I can ramble on about, like I said, I got 20 different subjects. You know, it's like I'm ADD. You know, I got 20 different subjects and I can't concentrate on one of them most of the time. I'm looking at my list of subjects. Let's see here. About the diet that I'm on now, because I have an announcement to make and I should know later this week. Basically, it's about the food that I'm eating, and, you know, I'm trying to eat healthier. You know, I'll be honest. I mean, you know, it's like once in a while, like my wife bought pizza last night. I'm like, I'll have some pizza, you know. There's some Coke. I'll have a little Coke. But most of the time, I'm sticking to fairly healthy food. I'm eating salads and vegetables, and I'm eating, like, boiled eggs and oatmeal and stuff like that. But I'm contemplating going to a paleo-geared diet. And I have a reason for that, but I want to wait until everything is finalized. Let's just say that paleo is the direction that I'm looking for, at least to try it out. Like I said, I got my birthday coming up. I'll be 53. I don't know what, you know, my family's going to do, but we usually do stuff. But I know that, like, 2 days after my, maybe 5 days after my birthday, we're going to go to Soratani. And that'll be cool, because we haven't been there in a little over a year. And that's always cool to do. And, you know, there's always some, it's just interesting. It's just different. And you know, it breaks the monotony of being here in Bangkok. I've been working on my book, and it's been edited, and it's being proofread. And the next step is that I need to get the cover done and get it formatted. And then once that's all done, then I'm going to have some books printed. So that when I get the books, I can sign them, and then, you know, maybe I'll get 100 of them or something. And then those printed books, when somebody orders a printed book, they don't have to order through Amazon. They can order through me, and then I make more money, as well as being on Amazon as an ebook for Kindle, and also printed books on Amazon. So I'm working on that. I haven't been doing all that much photography because I got too much stuff to do, and right now I don't really have all that much photography work. But as soon as the book is done, I'll be back with that. Let's see, what else? I just saw that Donald Trump was talking about the 200,000 or so Syrians that are supposed to be allowed into the U.S. I want to talk about that because I think that's a... Listen, I don't like people coming into the U.S. You know, here's the thing. Why is it that the United States feels the obligation to police the world and then feels it's okay to let anyone come into the country that they feel is allowed to come into the country, should be allowed to come into the country? And, you know, the thing is, I don't trust my government anymore. And they are still my government. You know, I'm still an American. They're my government. I don't trust my government. Okay? Another subject is the UFC and Pride. I covered a Pride event it was at Saitama Arena back about 10 or 11 years ago. I've been watching a lot of that lately. I don't know why. I feel now like I can do a little more physically, and I'm starting to get that hunger again to like be in a gym and like hitting a pad. It's like Alex is not quite at the point where he can hold the pads for me because I hit too hard. If I hold back and I go, 25% and I'm just doing like technique, he can't hold the pads for me, which that's fine, but I just have that urge. I've seen some things and heard some topics about how people in the United States, they feel like they don't have the freedom to speech, the freedom of speech anymore, that, you know, that people threaten them, like police threaten them because they're saying things and the police say they shouldn't be, and then there's the whole, you know, taking photos in an area and the police say, no, you can't, and then the photographers are like, yes, I can. Then there's all the trips that I'm taking. Let's see here. I already went over the podcast and boxing, yeah. And then one thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, if I was to move somewhere like to Alaska or some other place where there's not many people, what would life be like there? I'm always looking for documentaries and for books and research on just different subjects, and one subject that is fascinating to me is, I guess I'm supposed to say Native Americans. That's another whole subject right there, is the PC movement, which I hate. I don't like it, you know. But I wrote down Indians and how Indians got fucked, you know, 100 and, what was it now? God, it's been 150 years. 140 years ago, they got completely fucked, and they're still getting fucked, and they've been getting fucked, they've always got fucked. And, you know, this is the thing, mankind is fucked up. I mean, when we look at it, We act like we're civilized, you know, and I don't think that we really are all that. You know, I mean, the world is all about money now, and people generally will do just about, well, at least some people will do just about anything for it. And I think that that mentality has kind of fucked up the world, you know. I'm all for somebody having a good life and having a good standard of living and making a good income. But at what, you know, I mean, where do you draw the line, you know, with somebody's character? You know, you got to have some integrity. And I feel like maybe that's, maybe, you know, when I was younger, I didn't know I didn't know what I know now, and I felt differently than now. But now I feel like, you know, the world is fucked, and people don't have the integrity they once had. I mean, I still remember when you could make a handshake deal, and that was, you know, that was good enough. Let's see, what else? Oh, the school system in Thailand. Let me tell you, that's a whole podcast in itself. You know, I went to my kid's school the other day, and I heard a few things from one of the teachers, and I'm not very happy with the school system in Thailand. I don't think there are very many people who are, but, you know, that's a subject. I mean, you know, I could just go on and on and on and on about that, because let me put it to you this way. Every time I go to my kid's school, I feel like the hairs on my neck bristle. And one of the reasons why is because it's a bilingual school, but nobody in the office speaks any English. And the thing is I speak Thai. But to me, if you're going to be a bilingual school, you better have some people that speak English. And what's so funny is a guy who was a teacher at the school said to me the other day, listen, this guy came in, he brought in like three of his kids. He paid the tuition. You know, they kind of stalled him and told him, oh, yeah, you know, Mrs. So-and-so, she speaks English good. She will tell you everything. And the lady came in, and her English was piss poor. She could barely, you know, string together a sentence. And the guy was pissed off. He's like, this is a bilingual school. I just paid for three of my kids. What the fuck? You know, he's like, you know, what kind of bullshit is this, you know? And then there was two other things that I wanted to talk about, which I will talk about. I plan on doing quite a few more podcasts than I've been doing lately. I know the number of podcasts I've been doing every month has dropped off to about three a month. And I want to do one like every other day. But one of the subjects is drugs, legalized marijuana, and you know, what's going on with that now? Because just in the time that I've been in Thailand, numerous states have legalized it, whether by medical marijuana or just for recreational use. And then finally, one of my favorite subjects, rather my least favorite subjects, is noise and sound. You know, there is a difference. And actually, there is a chapter in my book about noise and sound. Let's just say that the noise in the world has gotten to unmanageable levels. And I think that between the noise and the air pollution and the stress and the way that the world is geared now, which is towards money and competition and... I think that now these things have actually caused a lot of problems in society. And, so that's something I want to talk about. So, anyway, listen, you know, I didn't say this, but this podcast, excuse me, normally I'll do a video and then I'll just convert the video to an MP3. But because this is a members only, podcast, I didn't do that, and you know, I have to do this, and I don't want to be pushing products in the members section, but I'm going to do this one time here at least, and this is the high-speed Thai, high-speed Thai. Now, there is a coupon code It's AIB. If you use that coupon code and you tell, you'll get an email, whatever, when you're signing up, you can use the coupon code. If you use that, you'll get the best possible price. I think you get a discount of something like 1,000 baht. High speed Thai is an excellent resource to learn Thai if you're not in Thailand. The thing is with learning Thai that a lot of people don't know is that you really need to learn how to read and write the language to better speak it. It definitely helps to learn to read and write in the beginning. And, if you sign up, you get their program, you know, it's a good program. There's some free stuff on there. You can learn for free. There's a couple little videos or little alphabet, what do you call them? They show you a few things. There's some little demos. And you can quickly and efficiently learn how to read, write, and speak Thai by using High Speed Thai's proven language acquisition methods. So, you know, this is one of my sponsors now. And in the YouTube videos, I'm going to be pushing it more than I do now. There's going to be, I'm going to say something about it at the beginning of every single video. And then there is one other sponsor that I'm hoping to get this week. It might come through, and I'll talk about that. But that's really all I got for now. Yeah, I've already been blabbing for close to an hour. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. If you got anything you want to talk about, post on that forum, send me an email, whatever. But until next time, chok di, lat jerk and mai.